WWE's version of ECW that was launched in 2006 sucked. It sucked from the very beginning.
Noggers. Happy days are here again.
Boys.
How's it going, Steve?
Fantastic.
You?
Yeah, you?
Lots of small talk. That's what we do best.
That's all right.
First off, a massive thank you to Calzo Houdini at Calzo for making our new website, oswreview.com. Did a brilliant job. Oh, it's incredible.
I'm not going to lie, it's pretty fucking sweet.
You two pricks are doing movie reviews and game reviews and all sorts.
Yeah, just getting it out there. I've played through the Metal Gear series and only looking for any excuse to just spooge about it. It's amazing. Read my reviews. Worth your while picking up.
I won't, because it's... And Jay, you've done horror movies?
Yes, including WWE's Oculus. Yeah, it actually only has one... It doesn't have any wrestlers in it. And it only has one wrestling reference in it.
It does have your own from Doctor Who in it, don't you? Very pretty.
Very much so. It's actually a good film. Recommend. Jay, get to see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll add to the list.
There's also an FAQ, which answers questions like, who's the coolest of the three?
That'd be Mr. OOC, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. OOC, you've been described as the funny one. Is that reputation justified?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, you can even order our new ECW t-shirts on it. Both the Barbed and OS fucking W t-shirts. Thank you to Squared Circle Winger for their amazing work. And overall, I give the site 9 thumbs up.
What was the missing thumb for?
Oh, well, it was just 2 more than 7 thumbs up, right? Hope you enjoyed our little diversion into the Attitude Era in our last Brucey bonus episode covering Capital Carnage 98. Ooh, got some feedback for us. Francisco Pereira exclaims, thanks for the tits, Jay. You're very welcome. Aaron Patchell wonders, so if I get a tattoo of a manhole with the OSW insignia on it next to my Ninja Turtle tattoo, can I pick a review?
Yep.
Yes, you can. And Brandon99Cent declares, I'm getting an OSW review tattoo so I can get them to review One Night in China.
The only way that's happening is if you get a tattoo.
please don't. For all our sake. Anywho, we're finishing off our ECW story arc next time with the notorious December to Dismember in episode 42. But first, this penultimate piece of our extreme pie is the first ever episode of ECW on Sci-Fi, a TV station of Pakistani extraction. I thank you very much.
Amazing.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
After the rising success of the first ECW one-night stand, there was interest in having ECW as the third brand after Raw and SmackDown. Spearheaded by Shane McMahon, who originally wanted to buy ECW in 2001, it was initially supposed to replace Velocity as a WWE.com show. The new format would have been posting one match per day on the website. Vince and co. were shocked to learn that TV stations were actually eager to pick it up, so the web show idea was scrapped. Shane was given the heave-ho, and Heyman was the head writer. Oh, that's great! No, Heyman wrote scripts how Vince wanted them and was given notes by Dave Lagana, and then they'd all be submitted to Vince, Stephanie and Kevin Dunn at creative meetings. Everyone had different ideas of what the new ECW should be. Paul Heyman said the original ECW was about predicting the future trends of wrestling, like i.e. hardcore wrestling before it went mainstream in the Attitude Era, and that wouldn't work in 2006. He wanted a stage shoot fight style, kind of like ROH, but with more characters, and, you know, like a WWE twist on ROH.
Mm.
It's probably what NXT is now, actually.
Yeah, pretty much, actually.
Vince and WWE executive producer Kevin Dunn quickly shot that down. Dunn said that the new ECW couldn't succeed without WWE superstars. And pushed for it to be basically just a third brand. So compromises had to be made.
I'm passing.
Sci-Fi? They didn't want just another wrestling telecast. They wanted a friggin' Monster Mash science fiction wrestling show.
Which would have been way better than this.
Like, they wanted The Undertaker, they wanted Kane, Boogeyman, you know, that kind of otherworldly, highly gimmick character.
Need more vampires.
Too many vampires in the company. WWE were not giving away Kane and Taker to the C-Show. They weren't doing that level of hokey shit. So compromises were made. So what did we get? Let's find out.
The decision does stand. Rob Van Dam is officially the new WWE Championship.
That one night stand, I got an awakening.
Cena wants retribution. Cena wants Edge's blood.
According to them, anybody can show up. They can do whatever the hell they want. Well, you know what I think?
I think I like it.
Because tomorrow night, I'm gonna show up.
Quick recap of One Night Stand 2006, teasing the best parts to try get some pay-per-view replay buys. Despite Edge's interference and Heyman counting the fall, on Raw the next night afterwards, RVD is officially declared the WWE Champion and to be crowned the new ECW Champion the next night on Sci-Fi. Cena brushes off the championship loss, saying, "I got an awakening." That's JR, isn't it? What's a Boston accent?
Oh, God. Boston, Canada?
So he'll show up at ECW's premiere on Sci-Fi. Thank you, Steve. It's Tuesday, June 13th, 2006, the premiere of ECW on Sci-Fi. Commentators Joey Styles and Taz welcome us to the inaugural telecast as Heyman, holding a mysteriously belt-shaped bag, welcomes new WWE champion Rob Van Dam to the ring. Styles and Taz put over how much RVD deserves to finally hold the ECW title, because back in 2000, he injured his ankle before he could face Mike Awesome in a massive TV title versus world title match, which would have been awesome. And when he returned from injury, he feuded over the TV title. Yeah, first thing I noted, red flag, right there. ECW is filmed in the same arena as Raw and SmackDown. Thankfully, though, they do have their own entranceway to the side of the regular ramp.
It looks pretty cheap. That's probably what they were going for.
Yeah. But it's weird because you're in a huge arena. Like, it would work in a really small arena. You'd want, like, a 2,000-seater kind of thing.
Say hello to your new champion, Rob Van Dam! You know, John Cena said he was going to show up here tonight, Paul.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome. I hope he comes to our premiere and does the right thing and helps us celebrate. because I am extremely excited about being the champion of the new ECW!
The new breed unleashed!
So, oh man, right off the bat, we see the mid-card muzzled, scripted, awesome, cool, whatever, RVD, he's back. Blandly reciting written lines. Oh, God. Paul E. reveals and awards the new ECW title to RVD, who now holds two championships, one on each shoulder, undisputed Jericho style.
Let me do that one. Obviously, I accept this and cherish it. I want to keep this one, too.
What? And I'm flooded with gold.
Look, I can pull it off. This is the ECW World Championship, and I will wear it proudly. And look at this one. It spins.
Like, Heyman wanted him to drop the WWE belt, and I think the crowd were chanting for it as well. And he was like, yeah, I'll keep it. I think I'm going to keep this one.
He got booed for that.
Yeah. But in my opinion, rightly so. You're supposed to be a big ECW mark. You finally won the world ECW world title, and you're like, yeah, I think I'd rather keep the
gaudy knacker belt.
Yeah.
It would have been better, you know, to like just do that Douglas thing, you know, where he throws down the old belt and like, this is the new belt. This is the one that I've been fighting for. This is the one that everyone wants to have. See this spinny yoke? Fuck off. Like, that's, you can give that to Duggan. Like,
that's exactly what he should have done. Actually, yeah. God, the line. I will keep the ECW title, and look at this one. It spins. And RVD mockingly spins the spinner belt. Really buried the title there. It was scripted, I'm sure, to get over, but it was terrible. Then Edge and Lita come out. Oh, my goodness. Lita's tits. What's that, Steve?
Sab tits. Wow.
Can you read this in Steve's voice?
We'd be loving seeing them tits.
Amazing.
Edge thanks Heyman for inviting them, and in reciprocation, Heyman thanks Edge for bringing Lita and her monster wabos.
How do you think the top is being held on? It's probably like sellotape.
I sure see like double-sided tape just everywhere.
He's got the Leia anti-jiggle breast tape. Edge cuts a respectful face promo. RVD comically jostles the belt and the mic to be able to shake hands. But swerve, Edge spears him and heads into the crowd, where Cena's in waiting. The three schmals, and Heyman gets a smack from Cena, setting the wheels in motion to continue the storyline.
And guess what? The two WWE guys come out on top. Hey!
ECW!
Like, but in fairness, the state of your locker room, Paul.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking Al Snow, Balls, Dreamer, Guido, Stevie. Fuck. It's a veritable who's that of wrestlers.
So we get an ad for ECW's touring schedule. Backstage with the ECW originals, Heyman said they'll all head to Raw. Oh, that second big red flag. ECW is just a continuation of Raw storylines.
Yep. Except not as big and not as good with less stars.
Yeah, because even all of the main storyline bullet points will be on Raw.
Yep.
What the hell is this? Wait a minute, Joe. What is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall. Introducing first,
Zombie!
Match, if you can call it a match, number one from the files of WrestleCrap, it's the Zombie!
Can you imagine being like, you know, like a 30-something year old male who loved ECW and had watched it from day one till the day it died, and you can't fucking wait for this to come back and you're given the Zombie. The fucking Zombie.
Riveting right there. The hell is this guy about?
At least they weren't trying to make it something it wasn't. They made it from the outset. This is the first guy you're going to see in a match. This is what we're going for here. We're not taking it seriously. So if you don't like it, time to fuck off, mate.
You don't like America. You can get out.
And this was taped, what, before SmackDown?
Yeah.
Okay, so are most of the fans there be waiting for SmackDown then?
Mm-hmm.
Probably,
that's
yeah.
That's why you have such an awful crowd.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Fucking sci-fi execs. Obviously pushing for a legitimate Scooby-Doo live-action wrestling show. You know, that's booking by someone who knows nothing about and has no respect for wrestling. Do you remember WCW and the return of RoboCop, Capital Combat 1990? It's like, wrestling fans, you'll accept any old shit. RoboCop's fucking real, and he lives in the same universe as WCW. It's like, JR, you'll sell this as well. He's like, ah, the Four Horsemen, they don't want any piece of RoboCop.
Although I would still argue the zombie's a better promo than Randy Orton.
The zombie here is Tim Arson from WWC in Puerto Rico. Same spot as with Same spot as with Eugene at One Night Stand 2006. Sandman interrupts with his awesome theme.
Oh my god.
You can tell that the crowd aren't big ECW fans because Sandman comes out and he's spraying the beer and like people are kind of getting out of the way of the spray of the beer. You know, there's a guy behind him. After like he opens the can, he's like, ugh. You know, so.
Yeah, if there's any wrestler's germs you don't want on you, it's true. The Sandman's.
But like when he does the can thing and there's blood on
yeah,
the can.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't want
to. Be having none of that, no, yeah. No.
He Singapore canes the zombie, whack, 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 and wins with a pin in 17 seconds and celebrates. Did you know the zombie was actually Plan B? WWE originally wanted Sandman to beat up a Martian, but sci-fi refused to allow an alien, their bread and butter, to be beaten up on their network. So they went with a zombie instead. So the next week on Raw, spiteful Vince did a backstage segment where he scares off a toy alien.
According to Styles, Sandman embodies ECW's new breed. He couldn't be any less new breed if he fucking tried. Like.
Yeah. Also, I thought that the Sandman, for what it's worth, was in the best shape of his career. Like, he actually tried for his Fed comeback.
In a pre-taped vignette, Kelly Kelly pushes her breasts together. 5 stars. She pimps her exhibitionist gimmick and promises to get naked, which is just a bald-faced lie. Later, bent over, she talks about her assets.
Yep.
We get a vengeance ad pimping the return of DX before voiceover Taz chose to the fucking entire goddamn Taz versus Lawler match from One Night Stand 2006. Entrances included, almost 4 minutes of wasted airtime.
It's the one match that you wouldn't want to see. Literally anything else from that show, even Ray getting booed for doing his Fed moves, would be better than "Where's Tires?" I love that gimmick in Botchmania.
But they wanted people to buy the show, I suppose, as well, so they didn't want to give away a good match. But still, this wouldn't make me want to buy the show.
No, God, no.
Match number 2. Kurt Angle's Roadrunner getting raped music hits.
Beep, 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 beep.
Well done, Jay.
Thank you, David Lydiard.
That's funny, man. That's really funny.
He's facing Just Incredible, aka Ratfink.
Nappy head.
Ah,
yeah.
He was Aldo Montoya.
Yeah.
The Portuguese man of war.
Yeah, indeed.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And didn't he have the pubic hair though?
He did have a bit of pubic.
Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah. The Olympic gold medalist absolutely mauls Credible, starting with a Bimmy to Jimmy and a brutish face lock. He destroys Polacco, combining an array of suplexes, wrist and face locks, insulting paintbrushing, and finishes with a headbutt, leg scissors, and straight up choke, getting the tap out win in just 1:47. I was about to break out the rule book. There's no need, as Styles straight away informs us that chokes are legal in ECW, and hey, Kurt Angle's doing them now.
That's awesome, yeah. I love this match. I don't like Just Incredible. I think he's a very average wrestler. And seriously, state of your fucking gear, mate. Another clown coming out wearing a pair of jorts and a t-shirt. I mean, you've had time to get in shape before the show. There is no reason to wear a t-shirt out to your debut match on TV in the WWE.
Why is his jorts much uglier than like Cena's jorts?
His, why are his?
Yeah, they're just really cheap.
They're too long.
And he's so skinny. Like, at least Cena is fucking well built. Like, you know, he can pull it off a bit. Like,
this is kind of raggedy, though.
Fucking rat fink fuck comes out in his t-shirt and his. What is it? Kurt Angle hit a German suplex to the outside. This idiot took that move. Wow.
I would say he was scared of Angle and said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Why are they feeding Justin Crowe? There's so many jobbers out there and they're feeding Justin Crowe.
You're not giving him like Tony Mameluke or something like that. Exactly. Yeah.
Unnecessary. What do you think, Jay? Where do you stand on Justin Credible?
Rat faced knacker. I love this because I love Kurt Angle and I love this gimmick of battering rat faced knackers. So it's the perfect combination, really. Like, even more so than One Night Stand, Angle was put over mega strong as this, like, extremely aggressive, badass amateur wrestler. And they're positioning him as a top-line ECW guy. I thought it was great. Like, do you remember I was saying Heyman wants this kind of shoot-fight, serious wrestling style? It feels like all of his hopes and dreams of that promotion, he's just put it into Kurt Angle.
If that's your plan, you've no better option in the history of wrestling than to go with Kurt Angle. Brock is the only other guy. You know, just that fucking hardcore, real, gonna shoot on you, make you tap. Yeah. It's a shame this gimmick didn't last long. He was gone a couple of weeks later, right?
That's right, yeah. He was gone 2 months later.
Oh, man. It's a shame.
Backstage, Paul Heyman says he's so extreme, he's throwing out the booking and instead touts a battle royal with weapons. The winner to face Cena at Vengeance.
So, he's throwing out the booking, so he's insinuating that up until this point, everything you've seen is scripted and fake, but from now on, it's going to be real. Like, that's fucking Kevin Nash bollocks right there. Like,
couldn't agree more. This kind of throw out the script shit. It's like, one, you're breaking kayfabe. Hey, fans, the show is scripted. And two, obviously throwing out the script is part of the script.
Yeah.
Which is insulting. Modern day WWE filler. They recap the opening segment / schmalls for an excruciating 90 seconds. I get you need to hammer home the main story, but god damn it, that was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, this show is only 40 minutes long. We don't need a replay of anything.
And Heyman's cut two promos about it since then. You're just punishing those who are watching the show.
Yeah.
No, but we need people who don't watch the show. And that's why you can get away with only watching the last hour of Raw these days. Because they recapped hour one and hour two at the start of hour three.
Right, okay.
So for those at home, do it for one Raw. Only watch the last hour and let me know how you get on. Do you still watch all the Raw?
Believe it or not, I don't think I fast-forwarded through any Raw in about 3 weeks.
Whoa!
So like that to me is a sign of your show is actually not that bad. I haven't fast-forwarded through anything.
But when they recap moments ago,
entrances? Only Randy Orton.
So you skip half the show.
Hey!
Steve, how was experience this week?
Experience? Shit, I don't think it taped.
Right then.
Spoiler alert, Steve uses tapes.
You know what I mean.
Outside the arena, we get our first look at Kevin Thorne, or as RVD calls him,
Kevin Vampire Dude.
Kelly comes out for her expose striptease. She's absolutely gorgeous, just rockin' body, but like, just zero sex appeal. Like,
she's so dull.
Do you not go clubbing every week? And
you're dragging me out of this, Kelly, with your absolute zero charisma.
Did you see her walk? She just walks regularly, no hip movement at all. It's like Crichton, like, yeah.
Or that sexy Irish dancing where you don't move your hips. Like.
Straight back, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She seems vacuous, doe-eyed, you know, and like you could look at her all day, but
her name is Barbie Blank.
Which is an amazing name.
It is. It's, as you said, a porn name, like proper porn name.
It's almost like someone booked it. Like
she's both a Barbie doll and she's blank.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right?
She's beautiful, though. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Incredible. I'd actually let her away with it since it was her debut and she's 19, but in her like 6 years in the Fed, she did not improve one bit. Like, she was always awful.
Mm.
Kelly's expose, not as sleazy as I remember. There's a bit where she bends over and they cut away from us. So I was like, you know. This is before the PGR. PGR didn't start until 2008.
Really?
Yeah. God. Are you going to do revamp ECW as soon as you go PG?
The bra botch has been well touted. But fair play to her. Like, you know, she didn't panic. 19-year-old girl can't open her bra.
15,000 bloke going, boom, yeah, get them out. Yeah.
You know, she pulls it down and that's it. Fair play.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
One spot. One fucking spot. Something she does every day of her life. She can't open her bra. Do you think the production truck were going crazy or they were laughing their asses off at this?
I don't know. I imagine everyone was pissing themselves laughing except for Kevin Dunn, who's probably having a stroke
in the corner.
Probably just have a, give me a towel and put a towel on his lap.
Jesus Christ.
Like the lovebirds on the Lewis. It also annoys me about the expose is that you know she's not going to get them out. So every time you see her, you're just wasting my time.
It's a once-off gimmick. Like, any more than that, and you're, like you said, you're just going to get the fans to hate her that little bit more every week.
She gives up and just pushes her cups upwards and then covers her breast with her hands. And so she walks off, yeah. So she's a liar, you know? What happened to you getting naked? You still have 4 rounds of strip poker to go. Boat shoes, bra, and pants. Holy shit. Never mind. It's time for your main event. Mean Gene, play us in. For your main event, an extreme battle royal, Tommy Dreamer, Sabu, no entrance, Danny Doring and Roadkill,
Al Snow,
Stevie Richards, the FBI with Tracy Smothers in a crazy nudie outfit, and that true ECW original, Extreme Big Show. Obviously, you know, they do have Orvidy and Angle as well, but you want to keep them strong, and they already have matches booked for the pay-per-view, so there's no point in them being in it. But it, the match is much more terrible now. Kick off. Show impressively clears the ring, but nobody's eliminated.
Yeah, but it'd have been much more difficult to throw them over the top rope, really.
Unless it was a Divas battle royal, then he'd win.
True.
That's true, yeah.
He does a nice follow-away slam on Roadkill, though. It's quite impressive.
Oh. So all of these not eliminated wrestlers, they cordially get back into the ring during the final ad break. I thought it was quite a good spot to get Big Show over, even if, you know, he didn't eliminate someone. You know, it looked quite strong. Big Show, not over with the ECW crowd, of course. That's a lost cause. But, you know, just in general, it was a nice spot. Sabu sets up a table outside as the lads gang up on Big Show with teeny tiny speed limit signs. Show jobs out
Al Snow,
Danny Doring, Stevie Richards and Roadkill. And Al Snow.
Al Snow.
Before applying the Cobra Clutch and eliminating Balls. There's no knee wobble.
This move is a sincerely yours, isn't it?
Yes. It is. Excellent, Steve. What a reference.
New generation. Yeah.
Big Show erroneously assumes he eliminated Sabu. Then he puts Dreamer through a table, destroys and eliminates the FBI, starting with Mamaluke, then Guido, and pushes out Big Guido. That's 8 eliminations. Sneaky Sabu hits a jumping chair shot, aiding Big Guido, pulling out Giant to the outside. So the Big Show is eliminated and Sabu wins. Steve, your favorite spot. Eliminating wrestler.
There's a little book, Jay, that's out there, rumor has it. Fucking rules, man. I mean,
he didn't break the rules.
Guido did.
Oh.
Guido was eliminated and then he got involved in the match again to let Sabu eliminate Big Show. Also, this was a 10-man match and you just said that Big Show eliminated 8. So that's everyone except for himself and the person who won.
But and the thing is...
Oh, it's a strong booking.
No,
strong
but hold booking. On, hold on, hold on. I'd have no issue with strong booking for somebody like a Brock Lesnar, the Big
Hardcore
Show...
Holly.
Or a Butt Plug Holly. Yeah. But Big Show at this point has for years been a joke. It's too late. You will never, ever get him over as a monster ever again.
What if I put on slacks?
Or a nappy.
And go a porn stash like he had here. Also, he was like at his fattest ever at this point. He looks a bit like the big boss man at this point. Big, fat, white guy
completely
with
a hand.
You think so?
Yeah.
You put him in a sweaty blue shirt? That is the boss man.
It has to be sweaty, but I'm putting it on.
Yeah. Yeah, so just like the fridge freezer pulling out Big John Studd at Mania 2 or Sid Hogan Flair Rumble 92 spot, it counts and Sabu's reward is going to Vengeance where he'll jog clean to Cena. Hooray! What do you think about this match?
Absolutely nothing. It was terrible. It buried the entirety of the roster except for two men. Stupid. Big Show was never going to get over, even in 2006 at this point. Like, no. Ridiculous. Bad match. No moves. No spots. Fuck off.
Okay. I thought it was fine. It's very short. Show lost without losing face. And he was put over huge as a dominant giant. Whether or not it works, but at least you're trying it out. Next to his 2002 run with Heyman. It's probably the strongest he's ever been booked. Of course, 8 years later, he'd be the New Year's baby. Styles plugs ECW heading to Raw. Yeah, fuck you, SmackDown. And we're out.
Hey, Raw, watch your back. I'm telling you, we're coming. Paul Heyman bringing all of ECW. Thanks for joining us tonight here for the world premiere of ECW on Sci-Fi. The Big Show has been dominant, but can the Big Show turn back the challenge of the Animal Batista? We'll find out live next. Batista! The Big Show!
I don't think you see Batista getting pushed off and getting outpowered.
Batista challenges the ECW world champion, The Big Show.
Batista may be used to overpowering his opponents, but can anyone on planet Earth overpower The Big Show?
No,
you can't. A huge white shoulder came up off the canvas.
Now this crowd is chanting boring, and this match is anything but boring.
As an aside, you did love ECW towards the end, didn't you?
I got to like it a lot more towards the end, yeah. It was way better than this tribe that they threw. You know, like, they actually had their own guys, like Elijah Burke and...
Shambo.
Jack Swagger.
Captain
was coming
Jack
back.
Swagger.
Tony Atlas.
And that other cunt they had on his name, Abraham Washington.
Kobe's gonna rape you.
That's right,
what's
yeah.
his name?
Abraham Washington, no?
Amazing. It also did feature one of my favourite moments in wrestling history, Big Dave's Big Strop. It's
yes.
one of the funniest things yes. ever. That match took place in the Kammerstein Ballroom and the fans just, it was like, you can't wrestle, boo, fuck you, Dave, and all. He just has a strop mid-match. It's amazing.
So overall, what did you think of the show?
Pretty fucking shit. Not many positives to say about it. RVD refusing to give up the spinner belt, to me, is the worst thing on it. Sabu winning a battle royal to take on John Cena from Raw with no story or reason is stupid. Everyone who came from ECW was buried. And Paul Heyman, who is possibly the greatest promo man I've ever seen, He said nothing on this show. Absolutely nothing. He put over the other company, like, yeah. Like a 1 out of 10 or something like that. Don't watch it.
Yeah, literally, I have nothing good to say. The only thing that might have been half decent was Angle credible, but they did nothing with it. If I had watched this at the time, which of course I didn't, I don't think they showed clips on Experience either. I would never have watched another episode of ECW.
I'll give you some positives. I really enjoyed the booking of Angle. Hate Rat Fink. Even though it doesn't work, I enjoyed seeing them book wrestler strongly, the Big Show. It was good. There was forward planning. They immediately set up matches for the pay-per-view. Edge, RVD, Cena, Sabu, Big Show, Big Guido. I never said they were good matches. that one never happens. And, Kelly's breasts and ass.
Yeah.
And the negatives. ECW was portrayed as a lead-in to Raw. Continuing storylines with Cena, Edge, RVD means you're the C-show, and all the main story developments always happen on Raw. Recording it before SmackDown in the same arena. It's not unique, and it's directly against the feel of the intimate ECW shows. Fucking Kevin Dunn producing the show, it's laid out and shot exactly the same as Raw and SmackDown, unlike the one-night stand pay-per-views. It's a modern WWE TV show, tons of bollocks, short vignettes, promotional videos, tour dates, shilling the next pay-per-view, recapping segments earlier in the show, hyping future segments, like the amount of filler bullshit. There, you'd be done in about 15-20 minutes if it was of actual meat in there. The wrestlers themselves, mid-card are cool, whatever, or VD, it's just sad. Your WWE ECW world champion is the mid-card joke of a few years ago. Huge blunder. Sandman, I can't stand them already. Stay to your song. And I hate this gimmick of you wasting time coming out and sending some jobber packing.
Yeah.
The zombie, obviously, like the best you could say about it is that WWE are making fun of sci-fi, but you still, even if you're making fun of sci-fi, you still have to put him on your show to be able to do that, and that's an embarrassment. You've had to make your show worse to make fun of someone else who you're in business with. It's just, you know, it makes no sense. Sexless Kelly, obviously, and her one spot that she failed. And state of your roster, mate. Where's Tadgers? Where's Dudley's? Where's Tanaka? Where's Awesome? Where's Funk? Where's Raven? Where's Douglas? Where's Gertner? Where's Cronus?
Yes. Where is Cronus?
Yes.
Can you imagine if Gertner was the GM instead? And he'd open up every show.
I'd watch it. I'd actually watch. Well, for those 10 minutes.
All right. So that was a thorough burial. So how did the premiere of ECW do? Reviews are unanimous, ranging from a complete train wreck to the worst wrestling hour in years. The launch of the new Breed Unleashed brought in a 2.79 rating, which is
That's like what SmackDown does now.
You know, initial episode was actually quite good. The next week, they'd be down to 2.3, and by the end of the year, they'd be down to about 1.5.
Oh, wow. And that's like half.
And around their death, they'd be around 1.1 impact rating, which is about 1.4 million viewers.
Wow.
So, was this just an initial blunder? Did they right the ship next week? Ooh, let's find out what happened on episode 2 of Sci-Fi.
Buenas noches! Ooh, yeah! Dig it! Living la vida loca! Yeah! Living la vida loca! Say everything twice! Yeah! Say everything twice. Ooh, yeah! So this is ECW. Well, Macho Libre is looking for a fight. Yeah! Looking for a fight.
I think he said
ooh,
that.
Ooh, yeah! Snap into it!
Oh yeah, well!
Main event was RVD and Angle versus Orton and Edge.
Not bad.
Sounds awesome, really. Shelly Martinez debuted as a tarot card reader.
I liked her arse.
Sabu beat Tony Mameluke.
Fuck off.
Big Show battered Tommy Dreamer, and he liked it.
Who liked it? Big Show?
No, Tommy Dreamer. Yeah. He was like, I got an extreme.
I have a writing clue.
And we get the debut of...
Quarter past 10!
Quarter past ten, Mike Knox, who puts the kibosh on Kelly Kelly's stripping routine.
Nice.
And we get a vignette of Roydie McBackney, my boy Test, coming to ECW.
God.
Oh, and who could forget Sandman with his entrance whack whack spot with the incredible Macho Libre. Do you remember that? It was some fat guy in a macho suit and says, "See everything twice. See everything twice."
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It was, yeah, yeah. Tony DeVito.
I like it.
So certainly great point and laugh material, but worrying direction for a fledgling brand. So before we sign off for the night, let's take it to the wrestling is...
Burton.
Segment.
Awesome! Gringo, a warden wants you now.
Tell a warden to go fuck himself. You and me. Let's dance, asshole.
Not today.
It's gonna be emotional!
We have a big fucking problem.
They sent me to every hellhole on this fucking earth just to do their killing. Then they disowned me.
Sounds like you've had a hard life.
Yeah.
Good thing it's over.
Enjoy that segment?
Mm-hmm.
So
I most certainly do.
So what would become of ECW on Sci-Fi? Given that it's no longer around, you probably know. Next time we'll finish off our ECW saga with the infamous December to Dismember, a historic event for all the wrong reasons. Remember, you can catch all of our videos. Fuck! free of charge, FOC, and an IMAX flavored 4:3 full screen at our brand spanking new OSWReview.com. And while you're there, buy our t-shirt. So it's a goodbye from OSC. V1.
Thank you, Boo.
And myself, Jay Hunter. And remember, a winner is you.
Yeah, wow, that was fast.
Not bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Excellent.
That's more good.
We haven't brought
up
film maker.
Oh, we do that this song.
Oh,
yeah,
bring
it out this song.
What a song.
Roll out, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Don't go touching my balls.